Hello, and welcome to Me, the Wife, and Wrexham AFC.
A weekly podcast and YouTube channel where we discuss all things Wrexham AFC from the point of view of long-term fans and new fans.
So sit back, put your feet up, relax, and let's get stuck in.
Hello and welcome back to episode 77 of Me, the Wife and Wrexham AFC podcast.
Nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Something fell over just next to me then. Yeah. What that was.
The Christmas ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was nice, wasn't it?
It was
a nice Christmas. I think I'm glad when it's sort of done, though. You know, it's just...
Bar humbug.
No, not, it's not that. I love Christmas, but it's just... It's just stress, isn't it?
Mm.
And then once you know everyone's had their presents, you've done everything, you haven't forgotten to do anything. You've made the Christmas dinner. I've made the Christmas dinner. That's gone well, apart from burning my hand, but that all went well. Once all that's done, Boxing Day, back to football. That's nice, but it's still a little bit going on. 27th, you can start relaxing again. 28th.
Nothing.
Just do nothing.
Yeah, Ryan's renamed Thursday the 28th of December as the big chill.
Yeah, I'm doing nothing. No. Absolutely nothing on that day.
No.
I had a couple of Wrexham-themed presents.
You did, yeah.
Don't know why I'm telling you. I tell everyone else because you bought them for me.
I
had an Aaron Hayden mug. Made me a little bit sad because I just sort of started wondering how long he's actually still going to be at the club.
Yeah, but if he does go, when you're drinking your coffee every morning and you see his little face on your cup, you can remember how amazing he was for Wrexham.
Look, he might stay.
Yeah, we don't
know. He might stay. It's just a little bit up in the air with all his injuries that he keeps having. I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about the transfer window in a minute. What else did I get?
Deadpool.
I got a Deadpool Funko Pop.
I would have loved you if you got the actual Deadpool. That would have been nice.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. but yeah, that's for the studio here. That'll go in there.
Yeah.
You got a Rex the Dragon.
I did.
Little Rex the Dragon teddy. I say little. It's quite big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't go with anything in our bedroom, but it's definitely going on our bed.
Yeah.
It is. Or I might put it up in here, actually.
Yeah. Any New Year's resolutions? Because obviously we hope everyone had a great Christmas, by the way, and you're looking forward to New Year's, whether you celebrate, whether you're just sitting in the dark, whatever it is that you do. We hope you're looking forward to it. Any New Year's resolutions for you?
I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions.
Okay, is that because you can't stick to them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I do want to start, because I'm not a very good cook, as you well know.
Yeah.
So I think I want to start to cook things more rather than just putting them in the oven, which is what I do when you're on afternoon shift.
Yeah.
Or I go to my mum or your mum and dad's for
tea.
Because I can't cook.
Yeah, I think, learning to cook is a good skill.
Such a keeper, aren't I?
Yeah. it's not something people usually learn to do in their 40s, I'll be honest.
I can cook, cooking chicken scares me.
Yeah, and sausages.
Yeah. Because those are the two things that probably can make you poorly.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Anyway, we just mentioned, obviously, Aaron Hayden.
Yes.
And the rumours are swirling around whether he's going to remain at the club long term. January transfer window's just about to open. There have been rumours about numerous players. Luke Young, whether he's on his way as well.
No.
Aaron Hayden's another one. Will Boyle has also been mentioned.
Which is very weird because there was loads of hoo-ha when he signed with us.
But he hasn't... I'm confused by Will Boyle, if I'm honest, because we've very much stuck with Tom O'Connor in that defensive role.
Which is
role.
Not a bad decision.
Look, he's playing very well.
With his tash.
Yeah, Will Boyle is very much that's his position.
Yeah.
He has played at a high level. When he was playing, I didn't see anything that he'd done wrong. I thought he was very much, part of that defence. I thought he'd played well.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's not getting game time, he was scoring as well. He scored a couple of goals. I was happy with Will Boyle. So I am a little bit confused by the whole thing. But as we always say on this podcast, you just don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
I said to you yesterday, we were talking about the January transfer window, and I said that, as we said when the transfer window was happening a few months ago, I said that until the Wrexham AFC club put out an official statement,
yeah,
literally they are just rumours. And, you know, you can't believe everything that you read on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, because, you know.
No. What are we in the market for, do you think? We've had a few. So this, obviously we've had room. Everyone gets linked with us because we've got a bit of money now and because we're pushing on and people know that we're not just going to rest on our laurels and, excuse me, we're going to push on and we're going to bring some more players in to strengthen even more.
Yeah.
We get linked with loads of players. One was Saidu Khan. We obviously got to watch play on Boxing Day, plays for Swindon.
Yep.
Can't shoot based on that game.
I think he had two chances, didn't he? And
both of them were pretty poor. Very strong midfielder. Would be surprised if we signed somebody like that, but that might be a sort of like for like. If Luke Young was on his way out, he would potentially come in. But I still think George Evans is going to, you know, continue in that role.
Yeah.
That's a sort of role that maybe Saidu Khan would play. But it's always good to have options. You know what I mean? No one's disposable. So we've been linked with him. I just think we need a striker, to be honest.
Talking of strikers, there's been a ridiculous, and I don't know how true this is because it seems like such a ridiculous rumor.
Can I tell you how true it is?
Well, I know it's not.
I'm gonna say there is someone has been bored sitting at home over Christmas and they've gone, what can I throw out there into the world? That is what has happened. Just so we're completely clear.
Yeah.
Don't listen to anything Shana's got to say.
This isn't me saying this, though. I saw this
on
Twitter.
Don't listen to the words that are coming out on Shana's.
So basically, somebody on Twitter has said that Paul Mullen has been linked with Saudi Arabia. And I think it was for a fee of like 20 million or something like that.
Maybe he's just going on holiday there. He's not, look, he didn't want to be in Cambridge because he was too far away from his family. He's not going to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia wouldn't want him either because they have so much money. They can literally buy whoever they want.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think any of the Saudi Pro League teams are looking into League Two to get players. Like, it's just ridiculous.
It was just a rumour. I was just putting it out there, what I saw on Twitter.
It's ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous rumour, but...
Keep your ridiculous rumours to yourself.
Yeah, whoever wrote that tweet.
Yeah.
Tweet.
Yes.
That tweet or X or whatever you want to call it these days. Yeah.
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 I do think we need a striker, though.
Luke Armstrong's no longer, because it's been confirmed now that he has signed for Carlisle.
Yes.
How they've done that, I don't know, because obviously
he's just signed a pre-contract agreement.
Okay.
Everything that happened in the summer, you know, he was never going to stay at Harrogate. He's not really playing anymore. You know, it was one of them, really, where... So, Harrogate have been quite happy to go, like, look, if you want to sign for them, that's fine. You're not in our plans. You don't want to be here. And, but we've missed out on that one. Good or bad thing? I think that...
I don't think it's that much of a bad thing.
It would have been... I think it's a bad thing if we go back a few months and it was the summer.
Mm.
So we've missed out on him. You know, he was playing well. He would have fitted into the style of play that we had.
Not so much.
Now, he hasn't been playing. Yeah, well, he hasn't been scoring because he hasn't been playing. When he has been playing, he hasn't been scoring. So,
I think it's...
Fitness is going to be well down on where it should be. And, you know, Parky has got a real thing about fitness and having players fit. When Elliot Lee first came, he didn't start games for ages because Parky wanted his fitness at a level...
Yeah.
Where it was good. So I dare say it would have taken him weeks to get to the fitness level that Parky would have wanted. I do think we need a striker, though. I think we need someone who... I don't know the style of striker that we need. Sam, we'll talk. We're going to talk quite a bit about Sam in this podcast. Sam, for me, is very hit and miss. Last couple of games, I thought he's been superb.
Yep.
Absolutely superb. I thought he's been brilliant. Really strong. Held the ball up really well. Can, you know, create chances out of nothing, which he did against Swindon. And I can't fault him.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that he's a little bit hit and miss sometimes. And, you know, he can have a run of 3, 4, 5 games where he looks excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But then he can sort of slip into, he looks a bit out of his depth and he looks a little bit lost. So I'm still young, though, you know, and as long as you keep getting. But I just feel like we maybe need a striker that is a proven goal scorer, that is going to come in and is going to knock 15 to 20 goals in for us. That'd be really nice.
In one game.
Look, I said something to you. I said something ridiculous to you and you looked at me as if to say, what? And it is a bit ridiculous, but I think if you want a striker, maybe you just pinpoint who's scoring goals?
Elliot Lee?
No, in other clubs. Who's scoring goals?
Oh, right,
right.
Okay.
And then you look at them and then you go, right, okay, what's the market value for that player? And then you go, can we stretch that by another $500,000 so that when you make that offer...
They can't refuse.
They're not really going to say no.
They'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
And the one that stood out and stands out for me is Macaulay Langstaff. No, I know. Look, I know. But if you want someone who's going to score goals.
But when they played against us.
Yeah.
This was last season. I mean, I know that we've played them this season. But last season, when they came to the race course, I can't remember what it was called, the race course.
Yeah.
We didn't really see much from him.
Yeah, I get that, but he wouldn't be playing against us, would he? He'd be playing for us.
Yeah, but
I just think it might be a risk throwing a lot of money at it. But
is he worth a lot of money though?
Probably.
Yeah.
But
I'm not convinced. Don't know.
I don't know. It was just one of them conversations, you know, that we had that you sort of looked at me and went, what? Whatever.
Macaulay Langstaff, are you having a giraffe?
Yeah, I know. But I just feel like if you're looking around, what are you looking for? And where are you looking?
Do you know what I think? You know, obviously last season we had Ollie Palmer on the pitch, hell of a lot more than he is now.
Yes.
His and Paul Mullen's dynamic, where he was, you know, creating chances for Paul Mullen.
Yeah.
And Paul Mullen was... banging them in.
Mm.
Paul Mullen hasn't. Don't get me wrong. He has scored quite a bit this season, yeah. But not as much as he did last season. And I think that's because he hasn't. I mean, obviously, he gets on well with Sam Dalby, but I just don't think it's the same dynamic as Ollie and Paul was. So I think we need to find somebody who
we don't really play that style anymore. That's why Ollie's not really getting the game time. We don't really play that style anymore, big man, little man sort of style.
I know,
you know, and so I think, if I'm honest, I think maybe Ollie's time at Wrexham. I'm not saying it's done, but I think he'll be used sparingly.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we brought Sam on. Sam can pretty much do what Ollie does.
Tall and...
You know, if we do want to lump a few balls up, Sam is excellent at holding the ball up. Maybe it's like he's a little bit of an Ollie 2.0. I think he's a bit of an upgrade on Ollie.
Yeah.
So, you know, potentially... I can't see Ollie featuring very much. Jake is...
Oh, I love Jake.
Yeah, so do I. But I think it's Jake or Paul. And I think Paul's always going to win in that argument.
Yeah.
So I think for Jake, potentially a January move...
Loan.
To loan out to the National League. Somewhere you're going to play week in, week out. You're going to score goals. Would Paul and Jake work together? Potentially. But then that sort of falls into the Wood Macaulay Langstaff and Paul Mullin work together. And again, it's potentially, but we do like to play balls into a big man who can hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not necessarily the long balls that we have played in previous seasons, but it depends. It depends.
It's just all speculation at the moment, is it? We don't know who's going to get signed, who's going to go, who's going to stay. It's just basically watch this space.
Yes. So the for anybody who doesn't know, the January transfer window is literally open in January. So it'll start on New Year's Day and it'll run to the end of January, and then it'll close, and then
we'll wait till the last couple of hours
probably. Yeah, and then maybe get the paperwork through, or maybe not, we'll have to wait until the next transfer window. So let's talk about the Newport County game.
Yeah, we had a busy day that day, didn't we?
Exciting.
It was exciting, actually.
So we mentioned it before, we are featuring on an S4C documentary.
Well, we hope we are.
Well, we've been filmed a lot.
Yeah, we don't know how good the footage is going to be.
For anybody who doesn't know what S4C is, S4C, or S4C, as it's called in Welsh, is Sianel Pedwar Cymru, is that's what it stands for. And that is basically Channel 4 Wales.
Are you telling me? Because I know that.
Oh, do you know that?
I do know.
Tell everyone else then. It's Channel 4 Wales. And that's how it started out. So it was like an alternative to Channel 4 when it first started.
All Welsh speaking.
Welsh speaking, yeah. Welsh speaking programmes. Even though it's kept the name, I think it's more connected to the BBC these days than it is to anything else.
Yeah.
So we've been filmed on a documentary. They came to our house for the third time. Second time. Before the Newport game, did a little bit of filming with them. And then after that, we went to the Miners Rescue. The reason we went there is, as we mentioned, Steve Lloyd and Dragon Chat every week on the podcast. He was running a bit of a quiz, and they meet before every game.
Every home game.
So we went down for the quiz. We spent a little bit of time there. We couldn't finish the quiz because we had to go meet someone else.
Have you done it yet?
No, I still haven't done it, no.
It was a hard quiz.
It was, yeah. And we did a little bit of filming outside. Yeah. My dad got involved with it as well, which was very nice. So it was a busy old day, really.
It was, wasn't it? And then obviously we went to the ground.
Yeah.
Had our usual food and drink.
Yeah.
And then the game.
So the COP was open.
It was. Only 80% capacity, though.
80%, yeah.
But it still looked really good, though.
It did look good. Yeah. It looked brilliant. We had a little look. Took a few photos. It was nice. It was nice having fans all four sides again. Generated quite a bit of noise. Highest attendance since 2007.
Yep.
It was just really nice. For the Barrow game, it's going to be 100% capacity,
isn't it?
Even bigger attendance for that one. Yep. Yeah. It was really nice. Arthur was back.
In
his Hannibal Lecter mask.
No, I don't think it's Hannibal Lecter. It's a superhero mask.
Okay.
Magic Okonkwo.
Max had to step in, didn't he, for Owen O'Connell? Last minute, he came in and he was superb.
He was out of this world. He was amazing.
He was so good, wasn't he? Fair play.
The youngest player on the team. Actually, no, that's not right. Because I'm sure Jake Bickerstaff's younger. But
One of.
I think he was the youngest on the pitch.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's just so talented.
Yeah.
And he just played really good football on that Saturday.
Yeah, he was. We're going to talk a bit more about Max in a bit.
Good, because I like Max.
Yeah. Dalby kept his place as well. There was a player for Newport called Wildig, and he got booked after 9 minutes. Okay. And I was quite fired up for the game. There was a lot of shouting. Because I really wanted to win it. And he got booked after 9 minutes, right? And I went, here we go. We've got a bit of a fiery derby on the way. So he got a yellow card 9 minutes in. And then we started chatting amongst ourselves, how many yellow cards do you think they're going to be? And people were going, 6, 7. I think I went for 9. I mean, it's one of them. As it turned out, it was the only yellow card in the whole game. It wasn't really... It wasn't... It wasn't really a fiery game.
I think there could have been a few more yellow cards.
Maybe.
Maybe not as many as eight, but maybe one or two more.
Yeah, but it didn't have that, you know, blood and glory sort of like derby feel to it, did it? Really?
I don't know. I've never been to a Newport Wrexham game.
Certainly wasn't a Wrexham Chester sort of like derby. I know because that's a local derby, but this was still a Welsh derby. But didn't really have that sort of feel for it. First real chance fell to Newport, 24 minutes.
Yep.
Arthur made a really good save for that one. Fair play to him.
Normal.
I think a couple of minutes later, they had another chance. Ball came across, header, and he palmed it onto the post.
Yeah.
I think, it was 27 minutes onto the post. From that corner, they had a shot that was deflected just wide.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all of the early clear-cut chances fell to them. But I didn't feel like we were struggling at all. We were very much in it. I would say we were sort of, we looked quite comfortable apart from the little period where they got, you know, all their shots and their chances.
Yeah.
It was 0-0 at half time. Happy with that?
It's always nice to get a goal before half time, isn't
yeah.
it? Just to kind of step things up a little bit. But if it's got to be anything, and you know, it's got to be a draw, you want it to be 0-0, don't you? So you can, you know, come out and do some more stuff. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Alfie, our son, he gave Sian something really nice for Christmas, didn't he?
Yeah.
Stinking cold.
Yeah.
So Sian was like this earlier. She was like, oh, we got to go record. In all fairness, you've turned it on and you've been very professional. Up until that moment just then where I thought, what is she talking about? And I could see in your eyes.
Is my nose red?
No, it's not.
No, that's good because I have been blowing my nose quite a bit. Yeah.
So it was just that moment then where I went, your brain's not quite here,
no.
is it? No, it's not.
My brain is lying on the sofa with a hot water bottle.
Yeah. We got more to grips with it in the second half. Lee hit the post, really unlucky. He hit the post, came back, hit the keeper and went out for a corner, I think. Dalby flashed a shot wide as well. Lovely little ball into him. He held off the defender, turned and just zipped it wide of the post. That was really unlucky. JJ finally put us 1-0 up after 64
minutes. In front of the cop.
The first goal.
Since Neil Roberts
in 2007 in front of a full cop or anyone on the cop, basically.
Yeah.
So that's over 16 years since somebody last scored. And it is, our friend.
That's not because people can't score, Ryan. It's just people haven't been sitting there.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully more goals when we go back on New Year's Day.
Yeah, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Elliot Lee made it 2-0 then, right at the end, 87 minutes, little header. Mark Griffiths kept on saying in the commentary, he goes, they can't deal with our throw. And he was probably right, to be fair. Toza kept on lobbing them in there and they were just sort of flapping at it.
Yeah.
The keeper had a little sort of flap at it. I remember one, he just sort of went at it. He didn't get anything on it. The ball came back out to Cannon. Cannon headed it towards goal and not enough power and the keeper caught it. But yeah, it was, you know, it was one of them weird, scrappy little games, I felt. The wind did not help at all.
The ball was like, woo!
I know. They seemed very content playing long balls, Newport.
That was towards the cop end, wasn't it?
I think it was your brother turned to me and he said, they're not going to be able to do this in the second half. And they couldn't because a lot of the goal kicks, they were getting to the halfway and they were just sort of looping up and sort of almost coming back.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
So, yeah, and I think any team who potentially doesn't play on the floor a lot in the way that Newport didn't, we're going to struggle in that second half. And I think we just sort of ground it out in the end. It was a good 3 points.
It was.
So we obviously did in the Christmas episode. If you haven't watched the Christmas episode, you must go back and watch the Christmas
it's
episode.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. So we had lots of predictions in. I went for 4-1, I think. You went for 3-0.
I think so, yeah.
So you were the closest, but still, you don't get anything for that. We had a couple of people who got it right.
Yep.
We had Steve Lloyd from Jag and Chat got it right. And also Adrian from Two Beards also got the predictions right. They're the only two who got them right, aren't they?
Yeah.
Everyone else, nowhere near. let's go on to the Swindon game. So when the lineup came out for the Swindon game...
I was having chufties.
Were you?
Only because, obviously, we're talking about McLean being up front.
Yeah.
Because obviously I saw him up front on the at the Port Vale game.
Yes, you
and
did.
And I thought, me and your dad thought he was astonishing. Just thought he was amazing.
Yeah.
And I thought, do you know what? We're gonna have a good few goals here. I mean, it turned out we didn't. We only had one. Yeah. But McLean was chef's kiss.
Yeah, he was good. It's so nice having a player that you can play at left back, or you can play in central midfield, or you can play out wide on the left in a front three.
I mean, I think we've got really desperate. You could probably play in goal as well.
Or you could play as a centre forward or a striker. I mean, that's utility right there. That is a really versatile player.
I enjoy watching McLean play.
I do. I think he's just really good. I wasn't worried when they announced it, but I was just slightly concerned for Paul, because obviously Paul was on the bench, but you said today that he was...
I think
he was a little bit ill.
Yeah, I think Phil Parkinson may have said in a pre-interview before the game that he was poorly, so he was just on the bench.
Okay, so...
I don't know. I didn't see the interview myself, so I don't know if that's actually true, but he was on the bench, so...
Yeah. But no, it was... Sam was up there with him, so we had Sam and James up front, which I thought was... I thought it worked really well.
Yeah.
I did send a message to Chris and Adrian from Two Beards podcast. I sent a message saying, this is the partnership we never knew that we wanted. But it worked so well because Sam, I thought, was superb. He held everything up so well. Don't get me wrong, the Swindon team is a little bit of a ramshackle team at the moment. It's sort of like, it reminds me of the A team. They've just got bits stuck everywhere. They've got so many injuries. So that back line isn't the back line that you would normally see playing.
Probably not the same team that we had when they played as a...
No, and also they had an injury quite early on, which meant that they had to swap one of their centre backs for somebody else again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not saying it's the first choice, you know, back three that was playing, but regardless, they're still League Two players and Sam did superb against them. I think their goalkeeper was their second choice goalkeeper as well because he'd been injured.
Yep.
But as a front two, I thought they worked really well. And it's nice to have a different option as well, you know, to be able
it's
to...
It's always good to have your options open.
Yeah. McLean made it 1-0, didn't he? As you very rightly said, after 11 minutes. I was going to say slightly lucky, but it wasn't really. The ball came to him. Sam passed it across.
He
moved it. And it went through the defender's legs. He was one-on-one with the keeper. Great finish. I mean, a finish that you would expect a striker to make. But then remember, he's not really a striker.
Yeah.
It was a superb finish.
Celebrated in front of the Swindon fans.
Yeah, he got... What did you make of that? Because the ref came over and sort of got him, said stop.
Yeah.
I know that the Swindon fans were giving him abuse from the start of the game, which, you know, you're going to... I mean, I've got no real issue with that. I mean, that's just banter, isn't it?
And it depends how personal it gets.
Yes, I get that, you know, but it is just banter. And then, so when he scores, I think he... For me, he's allowed to go.
Who's laughing now?
I think as a player, I've seen Jamie Vardy's the biggest one. If you look back at some of his celebrations in front of rival fans, I mean, he's the sort of king of winding fans up. But, you know, they never get booked or anything. So I was a bit confused why the ref felt the need to go move. You can't do that.
Someone said he got booked. He didn't get booked.
He didn't get booked. No. But I wasn't a massive... I don't know. Who cares?
He scored.
No. Yeah. We're very much on top. I think we had a couple of long-range efforts after that. Lee had a good shot. Who's the other one? Cannon. That was it. Both from outside the box.
Cannon was great again.
Yeah, decent-ish shots.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't really trouble anything. Are you big fan of Cannon then? No?
I do like him.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely... I can't think of the word, grown on me.
Yes.
He's definitely grown on me. When he first came in, it was like, you know, he's all right.
No, I think you're wrong there. I think when he first came in and got regular games.
I think you're wrong there.
No, I think you're misremembering. Because when he came in and he got regular run in the team, he was really good.
Yeah.
We really liked him, and then he drifted away. And then he wasn't playing great, and then he sort of drifted out of the team, and then he was back, I think. So, but yeah, I think
last few games, he's been superb.
He has. Oh, that was weird. Jinx. But yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I do like him, yeah. I mean, there's bits of each player that I really like, but... I have to say, for me at the minute, obviously Luke Young was my favourite player.
Yeah.
And he's still my favourite person.
Yes.
But...
favourite person now? Well, not player.
Well, player, person, you know. But yeah. I think at the moment, with obviously Luke not playing, I think James McLean is my guilty pleasure.
Yeah?
I like him.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be a guilty pleasure. He can just be your favourite player.
He's my favourite player.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up, really, between him and Stephen Fletcher, because I just think they're so...
So weird, though. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to say something now, and you'll completely agree. Isn't it strange? Because I really like Stephen Fletcher as well, right? Isn't it strange to really like a player over so many other players who barely plays?
Yeah.
Barely ever plays.
Yeah, but when he plays, he plays.
Yeah, I know, but it's odd though, isn't it?
It is odd.
A little bit odd.
And he's Scottish as well.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, he's, you know.
You like the Scots.
Different country. I do like the Scots, actually. Yeah I do like the Scots.
Second half, we came out and we looked on top. There was a few headers. Which one was first? So, Elise was first.
Yeah.
So we had...
that was such a shame that didn't go.
Yeah, I know. Cleaver's so cross. Close. I think Lee could have... pretty much put it anywhere apart from where he put it.
What, not in the net?
No, he just put it sort of straight at the keeper. I think I was a little bit dubious whether he could have... He stooped to head it. I think maybe if he got his leg up high enough, he might maybe could have volleyed it. But we had that one. Then I think it was James McLean's header. Cross come in. He got across his man. Great header.
Close again.
Yeah. Keeper. Fair play to the keeper. It was a good save.
Yeah.
And then it was Dalby's from the corner that he sort of flashed across goal. That Mark Griffiths agreed with me. I think he bugged the house, to be honest. But I said that was so like the goal he scored against Aldershot. It was just very similar and it was so close. I think Mark actually said the exact same words that I said after I'd said it. But yeah, we had them. And then JJ thought, I've had enough of this game. I'm off.
I don't think he should have got sent off.
Okay, go on. Oh, is that it? End of sentence.
I think yellow card.
Which
but
one?
He'd already had a yellow card, though. So, yeah, he would have got sent off with it. It was just a yellow card, so, yeah.
Okay, so complete 180 in the space of 10 seconds.
Yep.
I'm glad you've done that because I don't think he's got any complaints, really. The two yellows he got, very close together. I think the second one, you could argue he was unlucky. But you could argue he's being a bit stupid, really. He knows there's a man there. He's watching the ball come over. And instead of checking where the man is, he's just swung a leg at it.
Yeah.
He's missed the ball and he's got the man. I don't think he's got any arguments. I don't think you can appeal it anyway. You can't appeal a yellow card. You can only appeal a red. And that's two yellows, so I don't think you can appeal that anyway.
He's obviously got plans over New Year, hasn't he? So.
Possibly, yeah. Maybe he's meeting up with George.
When's George going to be back?
So George will miss three games. So that will be... George will be back for Barrow, if I've got my maths right. So he will miss Newport, Swindon, which he's already missed.
And Walsall.
He will miss Walsall, and then he will also... And then he'll be back for Barrow.
So... James Jones, will he also get three?
No, he'll get one.
Oh, okay, cool.
One or two.
So he'll be back for a barrel.
Maybe Google that. I'm taking my word for it. It's two yellows. So a straight red is three. And there are deviations from it.
Depends.
I think two yellows is one.
We'll see next Monday to see whether or not he's there.
Yeah, we'll see that. and then it's pretty much all Swindon after that. We talked about Saidu Khan. He had one glorious opportunity. Ball came across to him.
The one that hit the bar?
No, that was the one. It came across to him and he just had to put it past Arthur and he put it about 6 feet past the post, which was atrocious. He had another long shot from outside the box. I don't know what the hell he was doing with that one either. He sort of blew
maybe
that
he
one.
Was he knew that Parky was interested in him and he was so like trying to make a really good impression.
He didn't
no yeah, maybe
Young hit the bar as well. And it just
Swindon's
felt...
Young, not our Young.
Yes. Yep. But yeah, it sort of felt like we were holding on. Did you think we would hold on? I'm going to be pessimistic. I didn't. Because I said to you, with about 5 minutes to go, what were the words I used? I said to you, this game stinks of 1-1.
Yeah.
And that's how it felt that we were going to... But I think we played so well. We held on. Max had a little bit of a wobble with a couple of things. I tell you the one thing that really annoyed me about the game was I don't think Arthur talks enough. He's very good.
A lot of people have said that.
I don't think he's talking enough. I think...
He can't move his jaw.
But I think the only real talker we've got in there is Tozer.
Yeah. And he's definitely, like, very vocal.
We need some more leaders in there.
I don't know. You hear James McLean quite a bit.
Yeah, but the problem that you've got is that you need people in the middle who are going to talk. And that we give away a couple of corners that we really didn't need to. One was Max. He couldn't see behind him. He didn't get a shout from anyone, so he put it out for a corner when he could have just... There was no one near him.
Yeah.
So he could have taken the ball down and turned. Mendy was the same. He didn't get a shout, so he put it out for a corner when he could have just let it run and sort of got it out. So that was... that was quite annoying. So we two Christmas games done. Two wins, two clean sheets. Easy. Easy, this football lark. Hmm. Yeah. predictions for the Swindon game. Me and you didn't get them right.
No.
Again, did
we? Close, though.
What did I go for?
That wasn't the 4-1?
No, that was the Newport. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I didn't get it right anyway. So we had...
The only person that got it right was Peter Langenecker.
No, it wasn't. It was Michael from Declan Swans got it right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Also, the Wrexham Texan got it right.
Okay, so three people got it right. It's only because Peter messaged us saying that he'd got it right.
Yeah,
so
three people got that one right. So well done to you three.
Yep.
Prize. No prize. Just, absolutely no prize.
Just the joy of knowing that you got a prediction right.
Yeah, well done.
So we've got two games coming up.
Yeah.
So Friday, we have got Walsall.
Yes.
Which is obviously an away game.
Yeah.
And it's at the Bescot Stadium.
The
Poundland for sponsoring reasons.
Sponsorship reasons, yeah. Imagine being sponsored by Poundland.
I know. Yeah. So, as I said, it's on Friday the 29th of December. Kickoff is at 7:45.
That's British time.
Sorry, GMT. And it's available for fans on iFollow. And that is obviously
everybody
because it's at 7:45. So last time we played them, we beat them 4-2 at the racecourse in August.
Yes.
Third game of the season, first win of the season.
Yeah, so I think we'd for our first couple of games, we lost to MK Dons. Mm. We then went away to AFC Wimbledon and drew there.
Yep.
And then we beat Walsall 4-2. And it was our first win of the season.
I'd love another 4-2 game.
Every game can be 1-0 to the end of the season. That'll do me just fine.
So on Saturday, they beat Crewe 2-0. And that was, not Saturday, Boxing Day, which was
Boxing
Tuesday.
Day. Yeah.
Oh, God, sorry, I don't know what day it is.
All over the place.
So they...
That's a big win, that is. To beat Crewe. Crewe are playing well.
Yeah.
They may be sort of falling away last couple of games. But to beat Crewe, it's a decent result, that is. It's good for us. You know, because obviously Crewe are one of the ones who were very much in the mix for the automatic places. The more games they can lose, the better. So, you know.
Yeah, but you don't want the people that we're about to play beating people that we're not about
to play. That's the downside of it. You know, getting up a bit of a head of steam before they play us, yeah.
So they've won 8 games, they've drawn 6 and they've lost 9.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, good stats. They're currently 16th in League Two on 30 points. The same points as Swindon and one ahead of Newport.
Yeah, I put that in just to give you an idea of where they're at. So our last two opponents have been Swindon and Newport.
Beat them.
Yes, and Walsall are very much in that little mix of players. There's 1 point separates them three teams. That's our that's where we're sort of at, to give people an idea of that one. The top scorer is Freddie Draper.
It sounds like a crime buster.
Okay,
Freddie Draper, detective inspector.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Like a film noir-like type of detective. Prediction.
Oh, Walsall. I'm going to go 4-2 again.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, because it won't happen.
How do you know?
I don't know, to be honest. I am going to go... I'm going to go for 2-0, I think.
Yeah.
A bit boring.
Absolutely boring.
Okay, but
safe, I think, is the word.
Yes, it is safe. But I think we've had two clean sheets over Christmas.
And you think that's enough?
No.
That's it?
No, I think we'll get another. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
The game after that is against Barrow. It's a League Two game at the Kairos, and it's on New Year's Day 2024.
Oh, disgusting.
Why?
It's just this year, the years are just going fast.
I know, they do go quite quick, don't they? But
just getting older and older.
First game of 2024 on New Year's Day, and that kicks off at 3 p.m. In the UK. It's available for all fans on iFollow. We drew with them 1-1 in August. Do you remember the game?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So Elliot Lee scored a penalty early in the first half.
Yep.
And then my mate, Emil Aqua, whatever you want to call him.
When you say Emil, I always going to want to say Emil Heskey.
No, not him. Not him. And he scored early on in the second half. That was it, really. Nothing else happened in that game. It was pretty dull.
It was a bit.
It just sort of petered out that game, and nothing really happened. They drew 2-2 with Stockport on Boxing Day.
Yep.
Which, on the face of it, good result. But they were 2-0 up in that game, and Stockport came back at them. I think Nick Powell scored just before half time, and then they got the equaliser in the second half. I did watch the interview with Dave Challoner, and he did say that Stockport were quite slightly disappointed that they didn't go on and win it, because he felt like they were on top.
Yeah.
But he said he would take the point because it could have easily flipped the other way and they could have lost it. So
they drew. That made us number one.
Number one. No, it wouldn't. No.
No, still behind.
Yeah, but we caught up a little bit to them. So, that's good. Before their draw with Stockport, they'd won 7 in a row in the league. I know. So they are unbeaten in 13, and they last lost the game on the 3rd of October.
Wowza.
Yes. So that will be 1, 2, 3 months. By the time we play them, it will pretty much be 3 months since they lost the game.
Well, I hope that their winning streak comes to an end on Tuesday.
Yeah. So they've won 12.
Thursday, Friday. What day are we playing on Monday?
We're playing on Monday.
One of the days.
We're
playing
on
one of the days.
They've won 12, drawn 8, and lost 3 this season. They're currently 4th in League Two.
There's not much between 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, is there?
There isn't. So Stockport are a few points ahead of us.
Yeah.
But we have a game in hand on Stockport.
Uh-huh.
And then behind us is Mansfield, but they've got a game in hand on us. If Mansfield win their game in hand over us, they will leapfrog us, but they will still then have a game in hand over Stockport because they're 2 games behind them.
Just so...
So they will, if Mansfield win them 2 games, if they were allowed to just play them without anyone else playing, they would go top. Basically, with
can we not do that?
No, but I'm just saying to play their games in hand, they would go top if they won their 2 games in hand. So, and then after Mansfield is Barrow, who obviously would have been 2nd if they'd have won, but they dropped points against Stockport, so that's why they're 4th. It is starting to very much look
like a four-horse race for the three automatic promotion places. So that's going to mean heartbreak for somebody. And it could literally be any of the four.
Oh, my God. I hope it's not us.
I know.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Their top scorers are Ben Whitfield and my mate Emil Akua. I'm going to call him Akua. I don't care. Everyone calls him Akua. I'm sticking with Akua. The cop, as we said, will be at max capacity.
Yes.
Prediction.
Oh, my prediction for Barrow. I think I'm going to go a conservative boring.
Yes.
2-0.
I'm going to go out because I felt my first one was a little bit boring. I'm going to go for 3-1. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm totally happy.
Yeah, loving it. Yeah. Loving life. So a few people who got in touch. So I put a tweet out. I did one of the hashtag Ask Wrexham. Mm. So Mark Griffiths, who does the commentary on the Wrexham games, he answers questions while he's doing the commentary. I put one out there quite sort of innocently, really. Do people think that Max Cleworth has earned the right to try and cement his place in that defence on a regular basis? Went a bit nuts, really.
Thousands, yeah, mixed reviews, though.
Thousands of people saw the tweet. Loads of people commented. We've picked a few out because, like Sian said, they're very, very mixed.
Mm.
Very mixed.
Yeah.
Dean Rogers rarely makes a mistake. Incredible temperament. Two-footed with a great pass and a threat going forward. Usually fully fit. Which is a very good point, actually. Sorry, I just hit your mic then. Very good point.
Yeah, he is.
Because he is usually.
And he's young as well,
fit,
so yeah.
Will captain the team in the future post Young and Toza. So, yep, throw him back in whenever plausible. Hashtag one of our own.
Paul Sampson, not quite yet. Love the kid, but still a few errors in which.
I was just wondering off then.
Yeah, okay. You threw me off a little bit.
Well, we keep having problems with the camera, so I was just checking, that's all. So.
Love the kid, but still a few errors in him, which could have been costly, but what a guy. Other week being thrown in last minute and putting in a stinking performance shows he is one for the future. Think the back four and goalkeeper need to be a lot more vocal with each other, like you said.
Yeah, definitely. Matthew, so that's MSR541 on Twitter. Maybe, but he certainly panicked a lot at the end of the Swindon match. I'd rather have Hayden or O'Connell if fit, but I'm happy with him there as well.
PE1864, no. Still a long way to go for him. O'Connell, Boyle, Hayden, Tunnicliffe are all ahead of him when fit. Even Evans and Tom O'Connor are ahead of him, in my opinion.
Okay, David Roberts, nice and just concise answer.
Yeah.
He just went, no.
No reason, just no.
No, and then Bill Meacock said, long overdue. So extremely mixed.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be as divisive as it was when I put that on there. There was lots more comments than that, to be honest. I had to just pick out a few that and try to balance it. Some said yes, some said no, some said maybe, and you know, so I just had to try and balance it the best I could. But yeah, a lot of comments.
Yeah.
What's your?
Absolutely.
You'd put him in. You'd put him in ahead of the people.
I hate it when you do this.
Would you put him in ahead of Tom O'Connor? On the left? No. Would you put him in ahead of O'Connell?
He's really good. I don't know.
What about Hayden?
Yes.
You'd put him in ahead of Hayden?
Yeah, because he's just always injured, isn't he? And it's just...
Fully fit Hayden.
What? And he'll never get injured again?
I never said that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's tough. I think it's tough. I think he Max can definitely have some storming games, play really well. But I think it's just lacking experience. But how do you get experience if you're not playing? So it's an awkward one. I just think he needs, I'm not sure he's quite there yet as a regular playing all the time, but he's not far off, you know. I don't think he's far off at all. And it does worry me that someone might snap him up, you know.
I think when he played in the... Because he played quite a lot in the 21-22 season, didn't he?
Yes.
And he was superb then.
Yeah.
So he's definitely got the quality.
Yeah.
Definitely has.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know where we're going to go with that. We had a lot of comments as well about our Christmas episode. If you haven't already, as we said, please go back. We're so proud of that episode. It's on our YouTube. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the usual places. Loads of amazing guests on there. Please go back and watch/listen because it's well worth it. It was a lot of work, but it was well worth doing.
It's more work for you, really.
Yeah, we had loads of comments about it. Yeah, I know, yeah. yeah, we had loads of comments from people. So at 2109JW, great episode. Love the variety and the views from other fans from abroad. It must have been hard work, but well worth the effort.
Golly, it was.
Yeah.
At Nildex34, what a lovely treat. Merry Christmas from Australia.
Merry Christmas to you too. At Welsh Wonder Kids 6975, Merry Christmas to you both up the World Ride Reds.
Reds. Kero Ira.
Kiro R.I.
Oh, sorry. Such a fun special. Great seeing everyone together.
And then Statins 1, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thanks for looking after us all year. You are very welcome.
Yes, if you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and that's it. Oh, TikTok as well, sorry. Or you can also email us at mewifeandwrexhamafc@gmail.com.
I love when you're talking away like that and then your eyes just go, I'm just going to read that last little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, Dragon Chat, we mention every week, is a mental health peer support group. They run a weekly Zoom call, 7 p.m. till 8:30. It's usually on Thursday. All the details of how to get on the call are in the
description
down below on YouTube of this video. Also details of when they are, if there's any changes in the sort of call.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do is to follow Dragon Chat Steve Lloyd on Twitter for all the information of that. It's an amazing thing, so I highly recommend it. So it's quiz time.
Quiz time. Excellent.
I'm going to be honest. A little bit last minute, because I didn't forget, but I sort of forgot.
So it's going to be crap then?
No. It's no. I know my onions. So, but yeah, it's a little bit thrown together. A little bit. So.
All right, let's try.
Let's try. Let's just have a little try. Okay. The average age of the Wrexham starting 11 against Newport was 28.6. The average age of the Newport starting 11 was over a year older than the average age of the Wrexham starting 11. The average age of the Wrexham starting 11 was the youngest of the season so far.
A.
It was not A, no. The average age of the Wrexham starting 11 against Newport was 27.6. Yes, it is B. Yeah, so the Newport team was over a year older than the Wrexham team.
Great start.
The average. Great start. Next one. The top-rated Wrexham player in the Swindon game, according to SofaScore ratings, was Max Cleworth. It was Sam Dalby. It was Arthur Okonkwo.
I'm going to go with Max Cleworth only because I know that he was in the team of the week with Elliot Lee.
He was, but was that for his Newport performance?
I have though? No idea, but oh. That's just in my head, so I'm going to say A.
Well done. You are correct. Well done.
One, yeah.
Number three, something a bit different. I'm going to come back to this because I quite like this. I've called this section Sequence of Events.
So difficult.
Okay. Number one. Stephen Fletcher came on before JJ's first yellow card, but after Charlie Austin's yellow card. Number two, Swindon hit the bar before the 90th minute, but after Jordan Davis came on. Or number three, Luke Young came on after JJ was sent off, but before Sam Dalby was subbed off.
C.
Yeah. Incorrect. It was A, one, whatever. Stephen Fletcher came on before JJ's first yellow card, but after Charlie Austin's yellow card. Mm. I like that.
I don't, if I'm honest. Okay. Do not do that again.
Okay. Arthur Okonkwo has now kept 7 clean sheets for Wrexham.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Dalby now has 6 assists this season? Or James McLean now has 2 league goals for Wrexham?
Oh, I'm going to go with James McLean.
Incorrect.
Oh, no. I know.
What? Yeah, I knew you'd get that one wrong. If I'm completely honest, I knew you'd get it wrong because he...
One was Port Vale, which was the cup game.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So he has scored 2 goals, but only one of them has been a league goal.
Oh,
so.
That's such a...
It's Arthur. Arthur's kept 7 clean sheets, which is very impressive.
I think I knew that anyway.
Did you?
Yeah, but why don't you... Yeah.
Should have gone for that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
After we play Walsall and Barrow, we face Shrewsbury in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Okay. Our remaining games in January are Wimbledon, Newport and Crawley, Salford, Newport and Bradford, or Tranmere, Newport and Colchester.
B.
Salford, Newport and Bradford is incorrect.
I know we are playing Crawley, aren't we?
We are. Well, I'll tell you who else we're playing. We're playing Wimbledon as well. So it's AFC Wimbledon, Newport and Crawley. Oh, sort of a bit rubbish in the end, that wasn't
right.
It? Did you say all you
in
got
my,
right?
In my defence, I'm not well.
She's not well. She, not that she'll bang on about it. Don't worry.
Says you. Who loves to get attention when he's poorly.
Look, thank you so much for taking the time to tune into this episode at a very busy time of the year. As we said, if you haven't watched the Christmas one, I would head back to that. It's none of this shambles. It's very well put together, the Christmas one, for a change. So I would definitely head back and watch that one. Please make sure you like and subscribe to this if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever it might be, please still head over and subscribe to the channel. Really helps us out.
But you could also leave us a review on Apple or
Spotify.
Spotify, anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Yes. I'm sure you could leave us a little review.
Yes, that'd be brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for tuning in all year in 2023. And we'll see you on the other side in 2024,
yeah.
I suppose. See you again next week.
Bye.
Stop. I've got to say, when's the next episode coming out? Oh my God.
I don't even know what day it is today.
I don't either. The next episode is coming out not on Monday, on Tuesday. Look, Chris was just holding on still. On Tuesday, the 2nd of January at 6 p.m.
After the Barrow game.
After the Barrow, yeah. No, well,
the day after the Barrow game, yeah.
So we'll see you then. Bye.